one's yours.
Sorry, 30 waffles is my limit. And that's something I really didn't want to know about myself.
Let me guess. A tribute to Belgium?
We're trying to win the Great Waffle Sweepstakes.
Inside one of these specially marked boxes of Whittle's Waffles is a genuine solid gold waffle. Some parts of Canada not eligible.
Oh, good. I thought you were just wasting time. When you are finished with the toaster, would you send this through to the other realm for me?
Oh, man, you got called for witch's council duty?
Yeah, and I have to send in a postponement letter. I'm just too busy with my chemistry.
I don't have to do witch's duty anymore. And that's just one of the perks of being a felon.
Please, don't forget to send it.
What do we look like to you? Morons?
Get the camera.
Oh. I promise, I'll send it.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, did you happen to think that the solid gold waffle might be in the heavy box?
Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
For coffers.
Look at him, Sabrina. Kirk. Isn't he beautiful?
And it's all on the outside where it matters.
Hey, you're on the football team with Kirk. Tell me everything you know about him.
I think he gets athlete's foot a lot.
Carry me over, sweet Jehovah.
You okay? You seem kind of down.
I just found out that Joseph Stalin was a bad guy.
Yeah, the whole school's taking it really hard.
No, it means I flunked my European history exam. Didn't have time to study now that Coach had an extra hour to football practice.
I'm sure if you talked to him, he'd have let you out early.
I did talk to him. Coach said, anybody can read, but you can't teach speed.
Ridiculous. But I guess that makes sense coming from a guy who wears a weight belt to lunch.
What you writing?
It's an editorial for our school paper about how too much emphasis is placed on school sports and not enough on our school's intellectual achievements.
Seriously, what are you writing?
Hey! Careful, tree in the kitchen.
Thanks! I must have spilled some bark extract when I was making a spell for that guy I dated.
Randy?
Yeah. Oh! I hope it made him a better listener.
To mail my postponement letter. I have witches council duty starting tomorrow.
Oops.
Believe this. I was this close to finding a cure for acne, and now there's no hope for the oily.
Why don't you just take the notice and throw it away and say you never got it? I've heard witches do it all the time.
Because it's wrong. And I don't want to set a bad example for Sabrina.
Don't worry. Watching you throw away a letter is not going to make me knock over a liquor store.
I mean, I definitely will serve. I want to serve. It's just that now is not a good time.
Atta girl!
Oh, why couldn't I have been an only child?
What's going on here?
Don't bother looking for your editorial. I took it out. It was totally offensive to cheerleaders.
You can't do that. Valerie's the editor.
Wrong. I am.
Why is Libby saying she's the editor?
Because I kind of let her be editor for a week in exchange for introducing me to Kirk.
Now, that makes sense. They do that all the time at the Washington Post.
I know it was a stupid idea, but I really think this is a guy I'm supposed to marry.
Well, did you at least meet him?
Not exactly. Libby pushed his face into the water fountain, then blamed me for it. He seemed more wet than smitten.
The printer's on my way home. I can take that if you want.
Gee, thanks. Sabrina, I really liked your editorial.
Thanks. You were my inspiration.
I know. I just hope Coach doesn't find out. Oh, well. Blocking sled drill isn't so bad once you go numb.
There you are.
Hi, Libby. Thanks for putting my editorial in the paper.
I didn't. You must have. And you also must have doctored this ridiculous photo of me. I don't even like pie.
Nobody likes pie.
How can you win a pie eating contest if you don't like pie?
Sabrina, you have to write a retraction to your editorial.
What? But it's an opinion. You can't retract an opinion.
Oh, you can, and you will. You know, the biggest donations to this school come from high school sports, and I will not let that go away because of some teenage Gandhi.
I'm sorry, but I think it'd be wrong for me to do that.
Look, I am in charge here. And in order to maintain a free press, you will write whatever I tell you to.
But I was just sticking up for my boyfriend, Harvey. I mean, he failed an important exam because the coach wouldn't let him study.
Your boyfriend's name is Harvey?
No. Excuse me, I'm joking.
Sabrina causing trouble again?
Oh, I have seen her type a million times. The individual.
Keep your eye on her, Mr. Kraft. There's something weird about that girl.
You're a good American, Libby.
Best take cover. Me and this tree here have some business to tend to.
Should we call a professional? Just a suggestion!
Doorbell.
Mr. Kraft, what are you doing in my house?
Well, surprise is a vice principal's only friend.
Hello. May I help you?
Well, I certainly hope so. I'm Willard Kraft. I'm the vice principal of Westbridge High.
Loser!
I'm Sabrina's aunt. Is there some sort of problem?
Well, Sabrina has written a very offensive editorial, and I think it best that she write a retraction to it.
But it's an opinion. You can't retract an opinion.
That's what she said. I mean, what is this place? Some kind of cult? And what is going on in there?
We just have a really loud ice maker.
Holy city, which is your face, your little cheeks, the streets of smiles, E.E. Cummings.
Who are you?
Willard Kraft, vice principal.
Hilda Spellman, not interested.
No, I've never seen anything like this before.
It's called a tree.
Right.
I'm glad our niece is being taught by someone so worldly.
You know, once you get this out of here, the floor is going to be a mess. I'd be happy to give you some tips on refinishing, you know. Over coffee? Maybe dinner? Dancing?
No.
I know my mother says I'm too dramatic, but this time I'm serious. If I don't talk to Kirk soon, I will not be able to take in another breath.
Don't you quit on me, Val.
Oh, come on. It was a little funny.
There's got to be something in here that can help Val.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
Cupid.
Love is beautiful, love is alive. Send me Cupid for just $5.95. You're Cupid? You don't look like Cupid.
Gee, never heard that one before.
I want you to make him attracted to her.
$5.95.
Hey, you just touched my butt.
I didn't, I swear.
Yes, you did. You just touched my butt.
If he's gonna fall in love with him, I want my money back.
Wait, just wait.
Hi, what's your name?
I can't remember. You'll never guess who just asked me out. Kirk!
Should I still guess?
I'm so excited. I can't even sit down. I think I'm gonna throw up. Hey.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Coach was a little hard on me in practice yesterday. He didn't like your editorial very much.
Oh, no. He found out I was your girlfriend? And I bet I know how. Maybe I should just write a retraction.
No, it would be wrong for you to write something you don't believe in. No matter how it affects my spine.
Sabrina, here's your next assignment for the paper. Mr. Kraft says you're not allowed to write editorials anymore.
I have to write an article on lunch menus?
No. You just have to transcribe the menus. Can you handle that?
Filled Libby's locker with pies, didn't you?
Libby's locker? Pies? Me?
You. And I think this wants a little time in detention.
Oh, but that's not fair.
Oh, sorry.
And that would really upset my Aunt Hilda, who likes you so very much.
Really? Boy, I didn't get that impression.
Oh, she's just shy. Doesn't get out much.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, that business about the detention, now that does not have to happen this year.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Kraft.
Still catnip to the ladies.
Please, 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 please go with Mr. Kraft.
No, he's a goofball. Now, leave me alone.
But he's nice to me when you like him.
When have I ever liked him?
Well, you did kind of today. But to change the subject,
I think he's suspicious of my magic.
Then don't do magic at school. Now, if you don't mind, I'm reading a very important George Clooney article.
Please! Please, please!
No!
Please!
No!
Come on! Please, 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 please. Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Phone.
Hello?
Oh, hi. May I speak with Hilda, please?
One moment, please. Salem, what am I going to do? It's Mr. Kraft calling for Aunt Hilda.
Start speaking in Spanish and hang up.
Hello?
Hi, Hilda. This is Willard Kraft. I was wondering if you'd like to have dinner on Saturday night.
Why, I'd love to, Willard.
That was amazing. Now do Nixon.
Love is beautiful. It's never corrupt. Send me the $6 Cupid unless the rates have gone up.
I chafe.
Look, I need you to make my aunt temporarily attracted to my vice principal.
No problem. First, of course, I'm going to need your aunt to sign the release form.
But I didn't have to do that last time.
Well, that's because we were dealing with a minor. Minors don't sue. Well, I should say rarely.
But doesn't a release form sort of eliminate the element of surprise?
Miss, I'm sorry, but people never used to sue. Now the slightest little thing and boom, I got the nice diaper on and I'm standing in front of a judge.
Sorry, then I guess I just can't do it.
Well, if you change your mind, here's my card. I also do catering.
Salem, what am I going to do? I have to get Aunt Hilda out on that date tonight.
I could go instead of Hilda. You know me. Any excuse to wear taffeta.
There's got to be something in here. What's this? How to make your friend act like a dummy. Great for parties.
Oh, I know that spell. The Charlie McCarthy. They still have their motor skills, but you have to talk for them.
That's perfect. I'll sneak along on the date and talk for Aunt Hilda. Will you distract Aunt Zelda while I put the spell on Aunt Hilda?
Hey, is a dog dumber than a hammer? That's a yes. I've been meaning to talk to her anyway.
What is it, Salem? I'd only be late for the Witch's Council.
And now that you're on the Witch's Council, I thought I'd show you a different side of Salem.
I can't get your sentence reduced.
No longer the world domination Salem of the past, but a more charitable Salem. Shirt off your back, Salem. That's kind of his nickname down at the shelter.
Salem, how do you know Mother Teresa?
Fundraiser.
Bye, Sabrina. Wait, where are you going?
The gym.
But you can't. I mean, you don't need to go to the gym with that body.
I don't go to the gym for my body. I go to flirt with that cute juice boy.
Wait. Aunt Hilda.
What?
It's so awful.
What's so awful?
Being a teenager.
You and Albert Schweitzer. You and Desmond Tutu. Salem, these are obviously doctored photos.
It hurts me that you would... I can't keep it up. I don't know those guys. They wouldn't return my calls. I just don't want to be a cat anymore.
Don't cry. Your fur will melt. Okay, I'll put in a good word at the Witch's Council for you.
You will?
Sure. What's this? You and Sherry Lewis?
That's actually from my personal collection.
Be a dummy, be a fool, switch off your brains, please, Andrew. Let me give this a try. My name is Hilda.
Let me give this a try. My name is Hilda.
Cool.
Cool.
Oh, Hilda, you look beautiful tonight.
Thanks. You look totally hot.
Really? Good for you.
Thanks. Let's go.
Okay. You're awfully quiet in the car.
Hi. Whew. I mean, what a great place.
Yeah, it's my favorite. There's a booth.
Cool.
What'll it be? Sweetie, you're gonna have to order something.
I'll have iced tea and the cowboy special.
From Indiana. And my father...
I'll have an iced tea and the cowboy special.
Well, the waitress should be here shortly.
The special? That's a lot of meat, and it comes with four kinds of beans.
Yeah, I'm real hungry.
My father was a bricklayer. So...
Yeah, I'm real hungry.
Okay. Miss! So I haven't spoken to my ex-wife or my brother since. You know, this is my first real date since the divorce. Although the free time has been good for me now. I've been able to spend some real quality time with my grandma. I told you that I'm living with her, didn't I?
Yeah, you grossed me out with that earlier.
Enough about me. Tell me about yourself.
Not much to tell. I play the violin. I want you to stop being mean to Sabrina.
I haven't been mean to Sabrina.
If so, you've been mean to Harvey, too.
I don't know what she's been telling you,
just
but I...
Just promise to quit it.
Promise.
Woohoo!
Kind of pushy, aren't you? I think I like that.
Sabrina, I'm so glad you're here.
What are you doing here?
Look, you can tell me later. I'm on my date with Kirk right now, and I can't go through with it.
You're here with Kirk?
I don't know a Kirk.
I'm Pete. I was so excited about my date that I got ready too early. About 6 hours too early. Now my hair, my makeup, it's all going downhill.
You have not peaked.
You have not peaked.
Really? You mean that?
Yeah, you look totally beautiful.
Your hair looks great.
And that is a totally cool outfit.
Really? You don't think it makes me look a little too hippie?
Thanks. I needed that.
Oh, come here.
What's on my face? An eyelash?
Yeah, come here.
Oh, how's this?
No, closer.
Ooh, you are feisty, and I like that.
Make a wish.
Okie dokie. Too much garlic?
Come on, young lady.
You taking me to the witch's council?
No, I'm taking you to your Aunt Zelda. She's much better at punishing than me.
Oh, Sabrina, how could you put a spell on Hilda?
You know, I think when you threw away that juror letter, it did have a bad effect on me. I'm sorry, it was incredibly stupid. Hey, can my punishment be that I had to eat 2 pounds of steak?
Witch's council resumes in 10 minutes.
You know, putting a spell on a guardian is very dangerous. It leaves us unable to protect you. What if there was an emergency? Why are you wearing that awful dress?
But you don't understand. It was the only way I could save Harvey from Mr. Kraft.
Oh, so you were doing this to save Harvey.
Right.
Is that the only person you were trying to save?
Yes.
So it was a totally selfless act.
Okay.
Let's see if you're telling the truth. Sabrina, if you're telling the truth, you'll be able to stay inside the circle.
Looking good. I'm staying in the circle.
But that's not all. You have to stay inside the circle while wrestling your conscience.
That's my conscience?
Apparently.
Okay, I may have been trying to save myself just a little.
speak English?
So how did it go with Kirk?
Do I get to be maid of honor? Not yet. I mean, Kirk's really cute, and he's totally popular, which by association would make me slightly more popular, but he only talks about engines.
Could it be I'm not so shallow after all? Let's hope it's just a phase.
There is something very, very strange about you and your entire family, and I'm going to keep my eye on you.
Sabrina, you want to go to the slicery after school today?
I'd love to, but I can't. I'm grounded.
Don't move. I got a perfect shot of an Oriole.
I hope you've learned your lesson.
If I say I have, will you dig me up?
Oh, it's raining. We should go in.
I am out of here.
What about me? Thanks. Exactly what I need. Lightning rod.
I'm sorry you can't pay me in anchovies.
And you won't take a check.
Look, I have to be honest with you. It's more than that. It's against my principles.
Is it because I'm a cat and she's a woman?
No, it's because you're a cat and she's Sherry Lewis.
I can make her so happy. Besides, she's got to be tired of that whiny lamb. Not even a lamb. It's a sock.
You're sicking me.
Get a real job and some pants.